You're listening to Swiss News in English. I'm Emily Breslin. And now for the news for Friday, October 15th, 2021. In COVID news, there were 952 new cases of coronavirus, 22 hospitalizations, and 7 deaths in the last 24 hours in Switzerland. 100% of cases are due to the highly contagious Delta variant. 61.5% of Swiss residents are now fully vaccinated. On Wednesday evening, October 13th, shortly before 8:45 p.m., the Zurich Municipal Police found a woman lying on the ground with stab wounds. The 30-year-old woman died shortly after from the injuries. According to passersby, the woman cried out for help. By the time police arrived at the scene, the woman was unconscious. Resuscitation attempts by the paramedics were unsuccessful, and the woman died on the spot. The Zurich police are investigating the murder. The public prosecutor in charge of serious violent offenses is also investigating. Specialists from the Institute of Forensic Medicine were called in to collect evidence. The police are looking for witnesses. Valais wine growers not only had a poor harvest due to the rain and mildew this summer, but are now having to endure the widespread theft of their grapes. The shortage of viable grapes seems to be the cause for the thefts. It was reported that 8,300 kilograms of grapes have been stolen in Canton Valais. According to an article in Le Matin, this is not an improvised rating. Quote, "Here men without honor have stolen the fruit of a year of labor," wrote a wine grower on a sign planted in plain view in front of his field above Sion. The winemakers feel violated. Grape harvester Mike Favre has had 300 kilograms stolen from a plot of Syrah. For him, who sells around 80,000 kilograms a year, that's a drop of wine in a glass. But he says, quote, "The grape stolen was still green, not enough to make a great vintage, but losing your honor for so little is lousy," end quote. The police of certain wine-growing towns make nocturnal patrols, but the thefts may also take place during the day, as people know each other much less than before in the Valais vineyards. It is suspected that this may make the evildoers more daring. Another wine grower, who lost 2,000 kilos on a plot in Saxon, or the equivalent of 130 boxes, estimates that the thieves are well organized. Quote, "At 10 people to harvest 2,000 kilos, it takes between 2 and 3 hours of work, and they must be well equipped," end quote. This was quoted by the Daily Valais, Yvan Aymon, president of the Interprofession of the Vine and Wine of Valais. He believes that these acts are due to the shortage from the bad harvest. Quote, "This obviously pushes some people to adopt an incomprehensible attitude, but nothing justifies this type of deed," end quote. According to the Valais police, it is very difficult to catch people in the act. On November 28th, Swiss voters will decide on an initiative presented in favor of financial support to promote training for more nurses and to regulate working conditions. According to the Swiss federal government website, the initiative is explained as follows. Nursing is an important pillar of the healthcare system. As the population continues to age, the profession is facing major challenges. In order to maintain high-quality nursing care, a greater number of professionals must train in this field in the future. Conditions must also be created that allow nurses to remain in the profession longer. This popular initiative calls on the Confederation and cantons to do more in support of the nursing profession in order to ensure universal access to appropriate, high-quality nursing. There must be a sufficient number of registered nurses with professionals working in roles appropriate to their training and skills. The initiative also proposes that the Confederation should regulate working conditions and ensure appropriate compensation for nursing services. Nurses should also be able to bill certain services directly to health insurance companies. The Federal Council and Parliament believe that this popular initiative goes too far, and they are therefore making an indirect counterproposal. Education and training would receive funding of up to 1 billion Swiss francs over a period of 8 years. Nurses would be able to bill insurance companies directly for certain services, with a control mechanism in place in order to prevent healthcare costs and insurance premiums from rising as a result. The counterproposal will come into force if the popular initiative is rejected and no referendum is requested. The campaign slogan for the nursing initiative, quote, "Applauding on the balcony isn't enough," end quote, has appealed to the hearts and minds of Swiss people, since the nursing initiative is supported by 82% of those polled by Svanzig Minuten. This is an exceptional result for a popular initiative, and only 7 weeks before the election. Support for the initiative is high in all political parties, although the ultra-right wing party show the least support, with 71% in favor. The other topic is the second vote on the COVID-19 law. It is supported by 63% of those polled. The 35% oppose the law, giving the federal government power to implement mandates for public safety. The support for the law appears similar to the first vote in June, when the law was supported by 60% of Swiss voters. Only the ultra-conservative UDC or SVP party opposed the law. All other parties have a majority in support of the COVID-19 law. The COVID-19 law appears to not be in danger. The main argument put forward by supporters of the COVID-19 law is that the COVID-19 certificate is necessary for public health during the coming winter. The second argument is that the COVID certificate requirement in restaurants and other venues will prevent further closures. The opponents of the COVID-19 law and the COVID certificate argue that the certificate discriminates against the unvaccinated and divides society. The COVID-19 law is up for a second vote because the law was challenged by ultra-right-wing groups who collected signatures to force a referendum. The vote for the nursing initiative and to keep the COVID-19 law in place is November 28th. Thanks for listening to Swiss News in English. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next time, a bientôt, auf Wiedersehen. Arrivederci.